Leonard Bernstein's musical adaptation of Voltaire's satire Candide began life as a Broadway flop in 1956, but the original cast album, which was recorded after the show closed, became a cult classic and kept the score alive. Since then, the show has gone through many drastic changes. A year before he died, Bernstein conducted a restored version in London. That version has been recorded and won a Grammy this year. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
Candide is the most ambitious of Bernstein's Broadway scores. It overflows with melody and wit. Nowhere else did Bernstein so effortlessly balance Broadway and opera. The original cast album, which Sony has just reissued in spectacularly good sound, has one of the most brilliant ensembles ever assembled for a Broadway show. Barbara Cook, Robert Rounsville, the irrepressible Ira Patina, and British Shakespearean actor Max Adrian deliver with relish every satirical nuance in the lyrics, which are by a pretty stellar roster of writers: Richard Wilbur, Dorothy Parker, Candide's original librettist Lillian Hellman, and even Bernstein himself. Of course, some of the numbers had to be cut in order to fit on a single album, or were too risque for 1956. In later productions, which were much bigger hits, there were dim-witted plot changes, the political satire was eliminated, and the music was ruthlessly cut and rearranged. Before he died, Bernstein helped put together a version he liked. In London, he finally conducted Candide himself for the first time in his career. That concert version was recorded and videotaped. Now, at last, we can hear all the music and in the order Bernstein originally intended. All is not for the best, however, in this best of all possible worlds. Only one of the restored numbers is really from Bernstein's top drawer, Dr. Pangloss's song about syphilis, Dear Boy. And what contemporary singers could match the original cast? Soprano June Anderson and tenor Jerry Hadley are bland and stiff in comparison. Listen to Barbara Cook as Cunegonda in Candide's best-known song, Glitter and Be Gay. She sings of how she will show her nobility by pretending to enjoy all the jewels that have been forced on her at the expense of her honor. It's a hilarious and dazzling indictment of all hypocritical self-justification and all coloratura sopranos. Cook even manages to give Cunegonda a certain sympathetic vulnerability. Soprano June Anderson on the new recording has a more operatic voice than Barbara Cook, but what a washout. She can't find the right tone, and she either doesn't get the jokes or delivers them with such a heavy hand they're dead on arrival.
Here we do.
The venerable mezzo-soprano Krista Ludwig is very witty and in sporadically gorgeous voice as the old lady who sings Bernstein's own best lyric for the show, "I Am Easily Assimilated." She gets to do a brief duet with another beloved star, tenor Nikolai Gedda. Someone else who gets the jokes is Bernstein's longtime friend and collaborator, Betty Comden's partner, Adolf Green, who plays Dr. Pangloss. But Green never had much of a voice to begin with, and he's now in his 70s. However sly he tries to be, he's really not up to Bernstein's vocal demands.
Dear boy, sweet honey comes from bees that sting, as you are well aware. To one adept in reasoning, whatever paint disease may bring, are but the tangy seasoning to love's delicious fare.
Ironically, Adolf Green undermines Bernstein's effort to make this a more operatic performance, which is yet another problem. Bernstein's own recording of West Side Story, with grotesquely miscast opera stars, was another misguided attempt of his to transform a Broadway show into an opera. Candide, at least, is already close to being an opera. As a conductor, Bernstein tends to underline every note. Sometimes he does this brilliantly, but a lot of this new Candide is inflated and overstated. The final chorus, "Make Our Garden Grow," is still very moving, though. It can support Bernstein's hyper-emotionalism, and it's the last number on his last recording of his own work.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music critic for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new recording of Candide on Deutsche Grammophon. The original cast recording has been re-released by Sony.